And thank you for welcoming my family so well. We've really enjoyed our weekend with you all and made some new friendships ourselves and just had a really good time. So thank you. I don't want to say a lot because I think I've probably said enough over the weekend so far. We'll let Doug get his recorder ready. I came across a quote recently from a book called Conversations with God, an Uncommon Dialogue by a guy called Neil Donald Walsh. And I've amended little bits and pieces of it, but I want to read you a good big chunk. And then I just really want to pray over you, if that's all right, this afternoon. And just pray some things into you. Just a few quick prayers. So this is what he writes. He says, "Be a light unto the world and hurt it not. Seek to build, not destroy. Bring my people home. But how? By your shining example. Seek only godliness. Speak only in truthfulness. Act only in love. Live the law of love now and forevermore. Give everything, require nothing. Avoid the mundane. Do not accept the unacceptable. Teach all who seek to learn of Jesus. Make every moment of your life an outpouring of love. Use every moment to think the highest thought, say the highest word, do the highest deed. In this, manifest God's holiness in you, and by doing so, glorify the God that is like no other. Bring peace to the earth by bringing peace to all those whose lives you touch. Be peace. Feel and express in every moment the way God has connected you with every person, place, and thing. Embrace every circumstance, own every fault, share every joy. Contemplate every mystery, walk in every person's shoes, especially those that are most different than you. Be that because of gender, sexuality, ethnicity, skin color, class, health, or just because of the way life's journey has been shaped. Forgive every offense, including your own. Heal every heart, honor every person's truth, adore God's image in everyone. Protect every person's rights, preserve every person's dignity, promote every person's interests, provide every person's needs, presume every person's holiness, present every person's greatest gifts, produce every person's blessing, pronounce every person's future secure in the assured love of God. Be a living, breathing example of the Holy Spirit that resides within your community of believers. Speak humbly of yourselves, lest someone mistake your faith for a boast. Speak softly, lest someone think you are merely calling for attention. Speak gently, that all might know of love. Speak openly, lest someone think you have something to hide. Speak candidly, so you cannot be mistaken. Speak often, so that your word may truly go forth. Speak respectfully, that no one be dishonored. Speak lovingly, that every syllable may heal. Speak of Jesus with every utterance. Make of your life a gift. Remember always, you are the gift. Be a gift to everyone who enters your life and to everyone whose life you enter. Be careful not to enter another's life if you cannot be a gift. You can always be a gift because you are always the gift, yet sometimes you don't let yourself know that. When someone enters your life unexpectedly, look for the gift that person has come to receive from you." Now I just want to pray over you. May you, Preston Plucknett Parish, never lose sight of God's holiness. May his uniqueness be ever on your horizon, giving you balance. May you find the courage in God's holiness to take off your sandals and trust that he has got this. May you, Preston Plucknett Parish, be a feast for the community that dwells around you, being tastes of the rich flavors of God's holiness. May you never forget that your role is not to feed the masses, but direct them to the water that will make them never thirst again. May you, Preston Plucknett Parish, be a burning bush in the wilderness of men, women, and children living and visiting your communities. May you create holy spaces and moments in new places, lighting up barren hillsides with green pastures. Amen.